Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our next guest says that there are about 70,000 unfilled jobs in South Carolina right now, and that there are approximately 148,000 South Carolinians actively looking for work. But if that many people are looking, and we still have 70,000 unfilled jobs, what is going on? Rebecca Battle Bryant is the Assistant Executive Director of the Workforce and Economic Development Division of South Carolina's Department of Employment and Workforce in Columbia. Rebecca, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
I guess we might as well get to that question. What is going on?
The biggest issue is that the majority of the jobs that you said are unfilled, there are special requirements that are needed. And it's not necessarily a four-year degree, but it's something more than high school. Whether it's citizens, educators, we've got to get all of these folks to realize that they need to extend their education and that a lot of the skills that are needed for these jobs are at our technical colleges. But the most important thing is that the Department of Employment and Workforce has traditionally been viewed as an unemployment agency, and the focus of our group is to focus on re-employment, and that we have resources and information that can help improve connectivity of people that do have the skills right now to the jobs that are out there.
And so these are not minimum wage, hamburger flipping jobs?
These are not. And one of the big issues and what we're looking at is the middle skill jobs and the middle wage. These are not entry level jobs. And a welder job can pay anywhere from $45,000 to $60,000 coming right out of a 2-year program. And I think a lot of times the students in our K-12 system, as well as people that are just out there looking to become reskilled if they've lost their job, don't understand that there is a huge need for trades. And these jobs pay exceptionally well. But the most important thing is that the Department of Employment and Workforce, we can help find the jobs for people that are asking. And if they don't have the skills, we can get them to the right resources in our state to be able to be eligible for those jobs.
Is part of the issue that these unemployed people who are looking for work cannot pay for the training?
And certainly paying for training is a large issue for individuals, especially if they are unemployed. You know, there are certainly programs that are available if they're eligible for financial aid at the college, if they go into a credit program. But typically what you're finding is people want to get a job right away and they don't want to wait 2 years, whatever's needed. And what's very important and what the Department of Employment and Workforce is looking at are what are the career pathways for people and how can we get you short-term training that gets you a credential that would allow you to be eligible for a job that pays very well. And if you get in to that job, then hopefully you can continue your education with the security of knowing you've got a paycheck.
And so do you have a target date in mind of where you will have these numbers reversed?
You know, we have certainly been working in the last year with all of our state partners to try to strengthen the system to lift these people up. And at DEW, we are trying to focus on getting people back to work and being externally focused, very assertively working with our businesses and industries to try to connect the right people to their unfilled jobs. A lot of the thing I continually here is that the businesses and industries didn't know we offered this service or that we could help recruit. Our job is out there. We can help them recruit. We can help locate. And we have access to people that have put their information into our jobs database. Our jobs database is what I think will solve a lot of the connectivity issues, because if employers would register their jobs in our system and job seekers would put their resume in the same system, the chances of connecting to that great job are much better.
So this isn't something that the Boeings and the soon-to-be-here Volvo companies are concerned about, because they are brought in and training programs are already set up and ready for these companies. You're talking about existing companies that have been here for a while that maybe don't realize that this resource is available.
That is exactly right, and that's what we want them to realize, is that DEW has services to help them. And we will come to your work site and help register your business and get you in the jobs database. We have people staffed at the offices that are there strictly for business and industry to try to locate the right person for them.
Well, Rebecca, great information. Thank you very much for stopping by the studio today.
Thank you for having me.
Rebecca Battle Bryant is the Assistant Executive Director of the Workforce and Economic Development Division of South Carolina's Department of Employment and Workforce. We will have a link to the agency posted at our webpage so you can learn more about this topic. Our address is etvradio.org. Just click on podcasts and you'll also be able to hear the show again and post your comments. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the South Carolina Business Review are their own and not necessarily those of South Carolina ETV Radio.